The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Te ora e Milton Tessel with Jack on 96.4 Radio Southland. I've got my friend Jodie, who is the manager of student support service at Southern Institutes of Technology, and Robin, who is the accessibility advisor at SIT. Welcome to the show. Can you please tell us a bit about yourself and your role at the Southern Institute of Technology?
Tēnā te mihi a koe, Jack. Ko Jodi Tokongoa, ko Rongomai Wahine me Ngā Te Kahanunu o Kuiwi. So about myself, I'm a born and bred Southlander. I'm an alumni of SIT. I'd come through and studied and did my Bachelor of Commerce back in 2017 and pathway forward to completing my Master's in the next couple of years. So my role is manager. I'm just recently appointed as manager of student support services. So we look after our main campus in Invercargill, our campus in Queenstown and Telford, and our online students, which go right up throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. I'm Robin. I'm also born and bred down here. I have a background in psychology and teaching. I've been in the role of accessibility advisor for almost 5 years now, and just been good seeing it grow and change as needs do in Invercargill.
Tell us more about SIT.
So SIT is, we're very fortunate here in the deep south of Invercargill that we mm-hmm. offer zero fees for our students. So that's quite a draw card. So that was one thing that a lot of our students come to study here in Southland for. It's, not only is it a beautiful place to be, but it's also the fact that you won't have a large student loan at the end of your studies. So mm-hmm. we're very fortunate to have that. And we also offer over 300 programs, so that can be offered either on-site on campus mm-hmm. through our courses there or online or through HyFlex, which HyFlex is a new way of learning where if, say, I was out working mm-hmm. and then I couldn't make it to a lecture, I could then follow up and watch that lecture later online. Mm-hmm. So that works for some of our students, especially around that option of having that blended delivery.
Mm-hmm. What can student support service offer students with a disability?
All the support we give to students is tailored depending on the student and what works best. We usually like to know what has worked in the past so we can tailor support in that way. And adding what we do ourselves, we have reader writers, we have apps, we have all sorts of different things we can put in place depending on what they need and how they need it.
Mm-hmm. Do you assure students with intellectual, physical or sensory disabilities to fully access SIT and its courses?
Similar to above, we find out what the student needs and what their needs are and just put the support in place. All our courses, you can either do them in person, online or with HyFlex. HyFlex, as Jodie just explained, is really good for those, especially people with high anxiety, don't want to be in course, they can come into the course online. So they can be totally invisible. And all our courses, we have the accessibility suites on Blackboard, so you can have different ways of accessing the material as well. We also have reader writers that can help with the reading and the comprehension of a lot of our courses.
What inspired you to work in student support?
For me personally, it was around coming through as a student, mm-hmm. an alumni. I could understand what it's like to be a student, so I feel like a lot of lived experiences there in regards to that. But also I was looking for something career-wise that was fulfilling to mm-hmm. me, so yeah. I could walk out at the end of the day and go, wow, I've actually made a difference here, I've helped someone
yeah.
do this. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, same for me. It's rewarding when you come in and help someone. I struggled in school, and I remember a lot of people that also struggled, there was no help for them. Yeah. Even being a teacher, you can't help those students that are struggling. You've got to teach the majority. and I always wanted to be the one that was supporting the ones that didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. What has been one of the most rewarding moments in your work?
It has to be definitely when we help any of our students, specifically around their wellbeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, supporting them early on in order to have good outcomes, but actually the major thing is seeing them cross that stage at graduation, that they've got their tohu, they've got their certificate or degree. That's quite rewarding, actually.
Also seeing personal growth in a student. So especially students with a lot of disability needs, they might not pass the course, they might not finish, but they've made personal growth along the way and discovered a lot more about themselves. And the fact that they can learn, they may not have been successful in a different environment, but with the right support, they can grow in that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you share examples of how you trail support for someone with complex disability needs?
Depending on the disability, depends on what we'll do. We do have reader writers that work with us, and they are not just reading and writing for students. They do a lot of other things. We have a lot of ADHD students at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Our reader writers support them in their study, keep them focused. It all depends on what they need. Some people need just one or two things. Some people need quite a lot of different support put in place. So it's just about working out what works and then making sure we continue to put what they need. If things change, we change the support.
What do you enjoy doing when you're not at work?
I like reading. I'm a big reader.
I'm waka ama.
Waka ama, yeah. if you were not working at ESOIDS, if you were not working at ESOIDS, what job would you like to be doing?
Something that's definitely still helping people, mm-hmm. helping others.
Yep.
Many years back, I did often think about going into the health sector.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm very solutions focused, so I like to look at a problem, walk away from it for a bit, think about it, and think about a way of solving any issues. So I feel like in our health sector, that's where I was focused back then, but now I can't see myself doing anything else, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. What are your strengths and weaknesses of your job?
One of the strengths of our job in student services is our team.
Mm-hmm.
We all support each other. If one of us is struggling and we don't have what it takes to support the student, we can refer on or come together as a team and work at it that way. And that is where our strengths lie in each other. Weaknesses is, well, I don't know really. What would be a weakness?
That there's not enough time in the day.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Or financial support.
Yeah. The day is really fast, and then you're like, oh, where did that day go?
Yeah. But I think our strengths too lie in who you've got on the team.
Yeah.
When you're thinking about strengths across a team, it's everybody's got something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And especially when it's to do with wellbeing, we lean into each other. And, you know, and a lot of that comes down to the lived experience.
How can students get in touch with you?
We have a range of different ways for students to get in touch with us. Some can be referred through tutors. We do encourage students, if they want to contact us, to make an appointment through the booking system.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll find that on MySIT. It's under Student Services, and all of our services are there. And you can just click on the booking link. Other than that, if you don't know who you need to see, come to Student Services, talk to someone there, and they'll say who you need to talk to, and quite often they can help you, guide you through the booking as well.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Just probably if there's any prospective students out there that are interested in coming into SIT, mm-hmm. you know, for their higher level learning, we welcome you. We're about equitable access to, to our courses, our programs and our staff. So I would encourage you to make connections with our marketing team. We've got our marketing team is situated in the admin building right at the front of SIT. So that would be a good start. Just come in there and talk to somebody, and then they'll connect you to where, any one of us, really.
When, you might not know this one, but when did SIT first open in Invercargill?
Started off with tech, and then it went to Polytech, and then it went to SIT.
Ooh, that's a good question. What I can tell you is that it's 25 years of the zero fee scheme coming up on July the 8th, which is huge for us.
July the 8th. Man, that's like, not next week, by the way. That's next week.
Yeah. Time's, see what I mean? It's not enough time in the day. So, yeah, that's hugely successful for us, and we're looking forward to celebrating that with our community, because we wouldn't have been able to do it without the community and the support.
The show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us on the Doodle Play or Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thanks to my friend Jerry for coming on show this afternoon, and Robin for coming on tour too. Tap up the awesome mahi you do as a manager of student support services at SIT, and Robin, who is the accessibility person at SIT. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kia ora, Jack.
ID Services is hosting a midwinter ball and an enriched evening of celebration. Everyone is welcome. Join us for an enhancing evening of music, dancing, and winter elation. Dress up to impress in formal altitude for this magical night. Supper provided. Saturday the 4th of July, doors open at 7 p.m. at the CT Club, 115 Lake Street, Invercargill. Tickets $20. Contact 03211 2980 for ticket purchase and inquiry. Tickets limited to 100 people.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.